Phoenix Audio presents The Monster in the Box, an Inspector Wexford novel by Ruth Rendell, read by Nicholas Coster. To Simon, my son, who told me about the box. Chapter 1. He had never told anyone. The strange relationship, if it could be called that, had gone on for years, decades, and he had never breathed a word about it. He had kept silent because he knew no one would believe him. None of it could be proved, not the stalking, not the stares, the conspiratorial smiles, nor the killings. Not any of the signs Targo had made, because he knew that Wexford knew and could do nothing about it. It had gone on for years, and then it had stopped, or seemed to have stopped. Targo was gone. Back to Birmingham yet again, or perhaps to Coventry. A long time had passed since he had been seen in King's Markham, and Wexford had thought it was all over. Thought with regret, not relief, because if Targo disappeared, more to the point, if Targo never did it again, what hope had he of bringing the man to justice? Still, he had almost made up his mind he would never see him any more. He would never again set eyes on that short, muscular figure with the broad shoulders and the thick, sturdy legs, the coarse, fairish hair, blunt features, and bright blue eyes, and the mark that must always be kept covered up. Wexford had only seen him without the scarf he wore wrapped round his neck, a wool scarf.